us for tonight's Comic Book of Love. And now, here are your hosts, Be the Bitch, Justin Tyler, and Zelda!
Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth, Booth Man. Guys, in a short week and a half or so, biggest event in comic books is going to be happening, San Diego Comic-Con, and we are not going.
Not going!
Not going to Comic-Con.
What's the big deal with out there?
I don't know. It's hot.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
There's
it's not
so much,
like, cool like here.
There's so much space out there.
Right. Well, what are you guys going to do? What are you guys going to do instead of San Diego Comic-Con?
I'm going to sit at home and eat a lot of ice cream and watch it on G4.
Okay, that's sad. Good.
Wow. That's extremely sad.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to just drink a lot of coffee and freak out the whole time. Just like every weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go for the Comic-Con experience at home. So I'm inviting a bunch of sweaty dudes over to my place.
Yes, I'm coming.
Thank you, Booth Man.
The sweatiest.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay up way too long. I'm gonna drink too much, and I'm gonna have people scream news at me. But there's gonna be no content whatsoever.
Nice. I'll bring my slave Leia costume.
Whoa, finally, a chance to break that out. I'm really excited, guys.
I'm wearing it right now.
And we're also really excited about the guests we have tonight, so let's welcome them out with no further delay. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Cosby and Ben McCall! Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're very excited to have you here. We turned off the lights.
Absolutely.
Just
I can't see anyone.
Good.
No, that's the way they like it.
That's the way I like it. But they can see you. Almost all of you.
I totally skipped the shorts for the first time.
I feel bad. Because I'm going to have to like do this. So not,
not, no, shorts your ball set. Just go ahead and let your
What's going on?
Don't worry about it. You guys can't see.
So I feel left out now. I'm actually going to bore my jeans.
So, guys,
you guys get
here. Nate, you are the editor on a new project. It was just announced today. Ben, you're the writer. Why don't you guys tell us about it?
I'll do it.
Announce it.
I'll do it. Okay, then. So, my first ever Marvel gig, which is wonderful and awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's it involves Captain America, despite the fact that I'm clearly not American. As Von Mars pointed out on Twitter today, he's like, you're not American. Fox News is going to go crazy. Like, reason enough for hiring me. It's like fantastic. But yeah, so it's a reimagining of the classic Korvac saga, Jim Shooter, George Perez, awesomeness. It's, I'm going to pull these down because this is just ridiculous.
Aww.
I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna save the white milk bottle Escalades for later. But yeah, so it's essentially a reimagining of the classic Korvac saga, but from a completely different perspective. The original was a magnum opus, and at the same time, one of Marvel's very first multi-issue maxi events. This is more along the lines of a self-contained, action-packed, just fun, good story that takes certain elements from the original, but at the same time, pioneers itself as something fresh and original.
So you're saying that it's better than the original one?
Yeah. You're saying, fuck those guys.
Wow. We're not saying that. We're only saying that Ben is so good that he can take 36 issues and put it in four.
Wow.
That's right.
We actually have the cover for the first issue here. Nice. There you go. So
he's like,
no. That's almost as sexy as Dennis Calero himself.
Impossible.
Not really.
It's like Captain America's scared.
Yeah.
Well,
he's worried.
He's like, it used to be 36.
That's my shield.
Yeah.
Nate, can you talk about how this project came to be?
What was that?
Oh boy!
I'm gonna tell how this project came to be.
Oh. Sounds like a long-winded story.
I was born in 1981. I've been a good friend of Ben McCool for quite a while, and I like the way that he tells dirty, 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 dirty stories in Joker. So I thought let's have him do an all-ages Captain America story. And so I said, what would you do if you could do a Captain America story? And he said, well, I said, in Britain. I said, no, don't do that. So we started talking about it, and 27 drafts later, here we are.
Yeah. 29. Yeah. Wow.
So what can we look forward to in the series, you guys? Go by Captain America.
No, million bones. You know what? It's just going to be stupendous amounts of fun. We've, like I say, borrowed some of the best elements from the original, and we've incorporated this whole time displacement.
Give us the original story for those of us that don't know.
The original story was it featured
Captain America. Okay. They were fighting Korra.
This kind of strange craft appeared over Earth in 1978, and a bunch of the Avengers, including Beast, I remember most prominently, went up to investigate. It was inhabited by these supremely strong beings who revealed themselves as being the Guardians of the Galaxy, and the time-travelling Thor had correspondence with them, and lots of weird 1970s stuff was going on. And this bloke living in Forest Hills, Queens, called Michael Korvac, was causing something of a disruption, and he ended up being the bad guy, and 12 issues of 1970s comic bookness occurred, and it turned out that he wanted to destroy Earth but recreate it as a utopia.
So you can see why we thought, we can package this for kids.
It's like,
it's a kid book.
Somebody who writes chokers not going to make that shit worse.
But one of the nice things that we like to do with these 4-issue minis, there's a lot of, Marvel is doing a really great job of reprinting all of their classic tales. Infinity Gauntlet, Secret Wars, Korvac Saga, Armor Wars. And what we try to do with these 4-issue minis is we try to boil down the essence of what made those so cool and try to get a unique voice that either dances among the raindrops of the continuity or just throws everything away and says, here's the title of this, what would you do with it? And that's what Ben has really done. And he's really done a great job of trying to figure out a guy, basically Steve Rogers is a guy that is still living in 1942, it just happens to be 2010. So, he's going to wake up and he's going to play a record player and he's going to wonder like, oh, why is everybody touching these little patty things? and he's gonna be that guy. And Ben has done a really good job at trying to figure out who that character is. And when he finds another guy who happens to be a little bit time displaced, everything goes to shit. And then there's three more issues.
Time displaced from the other direction.
There you go.
Disrupts matters somewhat. But, Cap fills his ambiguous, bizarre bond with this guy. Can't quite figure out why. And then, like Nate said, everything goes to shit. Can't say too much else in fear of spoilers, crazy, ridiculous stuff occurs.
Yeah, and all these records.
Yeah, it's great.
Records.
Sounds like
and
Austin
Powers.
I love Austin Powers.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a direct... I don't know how much Austin's going to be.
Is it Austin Powers?
He does the thing where he puts like the CD on the record player. Does Captain America do that?
He does not
love that.
What's a CD?
Throw it in. The first
okay, get it. Yeah, a lot of Austin Powers references.
Everything's around the writing of Ryder's house.
All right.
Damn.
Okay. What is this hitting stats?
December, by the sound of it. Yep.
Just in time for Christmas.
For Korvac-mas. Mm-hmm. That's what we're calling it. I think in America.
Captain America and the Korvac Saga-mas.
A little long. I don't know if they'll put it on the calendar, but
that was
we'll
a fucking great on the card, man. Screw you.
Yeah. Right,
happy Captain America and the Korvac Saga-mas.
I think that's a good note to move on to our next section, which we like to call the stack. First thing we're going to talk about today, a big event coming out from Marvel with the street level of the superheroes, Shadowland. Now, Pete.
It's my boy Andy Diggle.
Yeah.
Pete, you're a big fan of the street level heroes, people like Moon Knight, Punisher.
Loves the street.
Anybody who will kill somebody for a dollar.
Yeah. Because I can relate to it.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
The only way I'm still alive is I keep giving him dollars. Yeah. Otherwise, he would murder.
That's true. This is fantastic. Andy Diggle is, like you mentioned, an amazing person and writer.
Wow,
and,
wow, that's really and, you're a window into his
you
soul.
You haven't said that of anyone.
Yeah.
And he's doing an amazing job with this. Just awesome. Like, what would be better if the Daredevil was darker? Yes, it would. And then this shows us that. So
for those of you who haven't been reading previous issues of Daredevil, basically Daredevil has taken over an evil ninja clan
and built a fortress in the middle of New York called Shadowland, where he is incarcerating people.
He has. That's where he's just watching over Hell's Kitchen. There's a great scene in this where all the other Avengers are in Avengers Tower, and out the window they're like, "Can you believe he's built that temple?" We gotta keep our eye on him. He's acting weird. It's so weird. It's so just like, we're bored. We'll keep riding your devil. He's crazy.
And there was funny because they showed all the different people who are in this, like, little slice of life of what they're doing. And it's just a Punisher walking on the High Line with binoculars.
Yeah.
And I was like, awesome.
That was also weird.
I thought it was just
a Have you been to the High Line recently? They did a fabulous job putting it together.
The Punisher was involved in the refurbishment.
Yeah.
Great guard. He finally got over his family dying.
Yeah.
High Line War Zone.
As a fan of Andy Diggle, have you been reading this? Have you been reading Daredevil?
Disgracefully, I'm way behind on my Daredevil reading. Not a chance to check it out yet. I hear it's wonderful and fantastic, to be fair, from Andy Diggle. But, like, you know, I'm sure it's wonderful.
Classic Diggle move.
I know the reviews for this have been absolutely top-notch. I mean, Billy Tan's kind of art is predictably fantastic as well. So, I'm totally stealing it from you guys.
You can't. You ain't making it out that door, buddy.
To be fair, it's in his hands. We let it happen. It's all the way down there.
It's now on my own personal arm rest.
Wait, you can't have the couch either.
Yeah.
That's not your own personal anything.
Totally fine for you, man.
Can I get back to right now? Like, I'm sorry, you commented that Andy Diggle is a great person and a writer. Did he, like, save a baby in front of you?
Yes, he did. Well, when we were coming up, no one would give us the time of day.
Right. I can see that.
And, you were among those people.
Yeah.
And Andy Diggle took a phone interview for like 3 hours with us.
Nice.
Wow.
And it was really very nice.
He's a very lonely man.
Yeah. To be honest, the last hour was like, you hang up. No, you hang up.
A lot of our professional interviews sort of end up.
It's on that whole new couple thing. I love you. Yeah. I love you. Yeah. I love you more. Yeah. I'm not hanging up until you do.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy, give us a call. Whatever. Okay, we're
going. We need to catch up.
Batman Odyssey, number one, long awaited from Neil Adams. In this issue, early adventure of Batman where he likes shooting people in the face. Pete, you must have liked this, right?
Oh, man. The art is fantastic. There's some real funny moments where Batman's like, I've got a gun. Oh, I shouldn't have pulled out my gun while I'm trying to climb this ladder. That was a bad idea. And then he was yelling at Robin, which was kind of funny, because it was the first time the Batmobile turned into the Bat plane. Robin's like, this is so awesome! He's like, shut up, kid, I'm trying to focus! So there were some funny moments, and the art was great. But other than that, it's not really worth picking up.
Oh, what a real turn there. Yeah. Real.
I love everything about this. Don't
Yeah.
He said something sounded good. Like, pull the gun out. Why I have the gun? Yeah. I'm going up the wall.
To be fair, he just read the cover. So.
Okay. Is that not the hairiest motherfucker you've ever seen?
I know, right?
Look at that.
Don't fold over the cover.
I'm sorry. I forget people collect comics. Look at that. That's ridiculous. That's like Wolverine. Wow.
He's a bat man. Yeah. Right? He's not a bat pubescent boy.
He's a man of mold is what he is.
For a guy who's talking about that guy being hairy, I can see every piece of hair on your body.
That's right.
So, you're stroking. Your leg has twice as much hair on it than that.
Yeah, it does.
You could be Batman.
I could be.
If only your leg was your arm.
Say that every
time. It's like the art's very expressive. The faces are sort of talking about 70s stuff. It seems very 70s to me, but it's so wordy, the story. And there's a lot of, like, the commissioner's like, Batman, I need you to go to the Mint. There's a crime happening there. He's like, nope, I'm going to the docks. And the commissioner's like, shit. And then Robin's like, I think we should go to the Mint. That's where the Riddler is. And Batman's like, no, we're going to the docks. And that lasts like 5 pages.
Yeah.
Like, they go back and forth. And Batman's flying around. It's in a boat. So it's a little all over the place, but it's a good read, I thought. All
right. Let's move on. Talk about this issue. Thor the Mighty Avenger, number one, which was edited by this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I've not read this yet. So.
It's a solid comic. The art is fantastic.
For Sony.
It's great. Yeah, it's a great story.
I'll steal this one as well.
Now, so I'm talking about this. This is the second Thor ongoing, and it's set essentially out of continuity, right?
Right, yes. What we did is, you know, I talked to multiple Eisner Award nominee, Roger Langridge, about Muppet Show. Everyone read Muppet Show, please. Basically, you know, we took the best parts of continuity, the parts we really love about Simonson's run and what Kirby did with a lot of that stuff, and we said, like, let's just boil it down and just start it all over. You know, what would you do with Thor right now? And my, you know, my thing is, like, what would I do with Thor? I would make him Superman. So I asked Mr. Langridge and myself to go back and read, like, the 1938, 1939, 1940 Superman stories. Like, he just shows up, and he's, you know, he's kind of got some power, but nobody really knows what he is, and everybody's curious about him, and that's kind of what we're trying to do with this. And it's just been really fun. We're up to script number 5, and Roger is just unbelievably knocking it out of the park. And Chris is so excited that we cannot stop him from drawing, like, 8 pages a day. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah. By issue 5, are they just like stick figures with some long golden hair?
Yeah. He's too wound up, man. You gotta slow him down.
Nice thing about this, actually, I think, that a lot of people have been commenting on is it's a Thor that smiles. Was that something you talked about when you were putting it together?
Well, I mean, it's like smiling. It's like I said, like, we...
I sent a lot of letters that are like, "My smiles!" About a lot of different characters, so I'm glad to see some.
And we heard you. It's kind of the thing where it's like, you know, I was associate editor, assistant editor of Hercules for a long time, like Frederick Gregg. And it's like, if I was really strong, I would smile all the time. I would punch shit and smile. Why would you be sad about, like, Batman? I understand he's not strong. He shouldn't smile. But, like, Superman and Thor and all these guys, like, yay, punch. I'll take a beer, please.
Yes.
Punch more.
There you go.
It's just, he's on Earth and he knows that he's stronger than everyone. Like, if I went to a preschool, I'd be smiling all the time and throwing kids around. Yes.
Fortunately, the law keeps you away from
it. Yes. Many more pitches fill my head. Yeah. Smiling Hulk.
Smile.
Tried to hit a baby, but Andy Diggle stopped.
Yeah, like, real hero.
He's a wonderful guy. All right, let's move on and talk about X-Force number 28.
Yay.
Yeah. There we go. This is the penultimate chapter of Second Coming. The event that's been running through all of the X-Men titles.
Has been a fantastic event.
Yeah. We've been enjoying it, I think.
Anyone who doesn't like it is stupid.
Wow. Were you points at someone?
Yeah, that's the way we write shit in. You're an idiot!
I don't think that guy's going to come back again.
Who cares? I'm just kidding. We value each and every one of you coming here.
What did you guys think about this issue? One of the things, actually, just to take a step back, I think last time we talked about Second Coming, we had a little bit of difficulty boiling down exactly what it was about.
Oh, yeah. You want me to...
I don't want you to do it again, but has it become any easier?
Oh, no, it's much more complicated even now.
All right, then hit it.
Well, so we've got, right now, so Hope has come back, and she has, she's been slowly developing powers. Nightcrawler was recently killed. There's an X-Force team in the future. They battled a huge Master Mold and a couple other Sentinels that they eventually killed, and they opened a time portal, but only inorganic objects could travel through the time portal. So that Cable had to let the techno-organic virus overtake his body, and then he had to hold the gate open for all the rest of X-Force to come through. There's a big, all the heroes are outside this big bubble with no one can penetrate it. Thor's been pounding at it with his hammer. And finally, Hope went crazy and shot red lasers through everything because she's very powerful, it turns out. Cable dies, and that's about where we are now. If you don't know who any of these characters are, let me get into their backstory. Okay.
What did you guys think about this issue?
It's a solid issue. Sad, as you mentioned, Cable dies. So, you know, Hope is really upset. So,
the thing about Hope is, so she's super powerful, everyone's afraid, they're like, she's going to reignite the mutant race, or she's going to kill everybody. But her powers are just like, she's very powerful. And I just wish we just knew what they were a little bit.
Well, I think in this issue we find out that they're everybody else's powers, just
that's
one
such
at a time.
Boring, yeah, but that's a boring choice, I think. That's like the easy, then she's like forever powerful.
What would you want her power to be?
I don't know, I mean, I thought it might have been the Phoenix Force situation.
Well, she has that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's easy, if she can make a choice, then we can actually see what it's going to be, when this is just going to be like a big mess of whatever anyone wants to do with her at the time.
Nice.
You want more detail, more choices. Make a choice.
Pete, what do you think about this? You're a big fan of Cable. Obviously, we spoiled this already, but Cable dies. What do you think about your favorite character ever die?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's ever, but it
he has very big guns.
He does. I do appreciate that. But this was just been sad because it's, you know, Hope's, you know, father, and like the relationship, you really become attached to both of them, and when he dies, it's very upsetting. I was really
and it's well done in the comic.
But it is well done, so it's not like you get pissed at the comic for the way he does.
You don't ever have to be angry at the comic itself when something happens in it.
Sure, you do.
You don't have to. It's just a book.
Pissed at.
What do you mean a book?
I don't know what's happening here. crazy?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am. I live in comic books, so yeah. When things happen in real life, I get angry.
What?
What?
Out? anyways, so yeah, but this is, even though character dies that you love very much, it was done in such a way that you don't get angry. I completely agree with you about, like, what's Hope's deal? Just having her float above everybody in that last panel.
No, I'm saying, what do you think?
Oh, of the issue?
Yeah.
This is how you ask me?
Huh? Well, I was like, get ready, because you're up next.
Nice. I liked it.
Huh? Okay.
There we go.
Keep going.
What if Hope's power was Hope?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like the guy that did Heart in Captain Planet.
No, like Barack Obama.
Oh.
He's the real superhero.
Yeah. What if her power was to run for president?
Oh, we all have that power. Once we turn
35.
Not that guy.
Fuck you.
Sucks.
But he can steal anything from anyone at any time.
So I've got more of a chance of being president of BP as I do America.
How sad is that? Yikes.
Oh, I told you, man. Us British guys made the best bad guy.
Well, on that sad note, let's move on to another Thor All Ages title that came out this week. Thor and the Warriors 4, number 4.
Yay!
I wrote this. Thank you.
Only one person clapped.
Well, that was.
I think it was the editor.
Yeah. He always claps the last.
Did you the supervising editor? Was the
Hang
title?
On, let me see my credit. Okay. Jordan, what did you credit me as on this?
Supervising editor.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I was supervising.
What does that mean?
You don't see it.
What did you do? Because I just.
I was born in 1980. Basically, when we began the project, we started scouting for different writers and getting their different takes. Mm. And then I would get those different pitches and get those different takes, and I happened to find one that I really, really, really liked. I said, like, let's do this! But he said no. So then we went to another one and another one and another one, and then by the fifth time, Alex said, yeah, I'd love to. And so what is it supervising,
yeah,
right?
Supervising.
Right. I read...
You're having a tough time with that.
Yeah. I read the plots, I read the scripts, I read the lettering, and I check on the art, and I just give Mr. White suggestions on perhaps what he might want to do to get back to you. And that's basically what it is.
If I may, you did a crappy job.
Thank you.
You might want to.
Usually, every other time we review this, Pete is sort of shit just on Alex. This is nice.
Sure.
You can sort of spread it around a little.
Yeah.
Spread
it.
This is time for the monthly razzing.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
a nice way of saying.
Yeah, there we go. Pete, what did you think about this?
Well, before I get into that, I just because you were getting into specifics about your job.
My job.
So when you read the scripts,
yes.
Right, and you saw how it was going to shape out, you didn't want to kind of pull any moves and say like, oh, this isn't going to work at all. Maybe we should cut this out, or maybe adjust how this is written. Maybe this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. How is a kid using Thor's hammer when only Thor can touch it? Oh, later we'll have writing on the side. That makes sense. That's cool.
Well, no, I mean, you didn't quite get me there because that's like from the beginning of Thor.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
No. If you're worthy,
right.
You can pick up the hammer.
Exactly. So you're angry at the people who created Thor.
No,
he's angry at you.
Yeah, yeah.
This feels really passive aggressive. I don't.
No. I, this is all in fun. There's no real.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, he hates you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can move on. Pass my monthly round.
Wait, I liked it.
Oh, thanks.
I thought it was really good.
You guys both worked on it, and you're gonna do this.
You're awesome.
The sound of it, so I'm gonna put it on my two steel pile.
That'll be
you're
on
not
the,
making out of here alive.
Cool.
The only one that hasn't made it is Batman, obviously.
No, that's fine. I literally bought every single copy that was sold, so
yeah.
That's not a big deal.
I want to steal this. That'll be on the trade jacket.
All right, let's move on. Talk about X-Men, number one, kicking off the Curse of the Mutants storyline. This is X-Men versus vampires.
X-Men become vampires.
Oh, yeah, and this is the ad that was released by Marvel about the new series.
Wait, no, that's not really on there, is it?
That is actually on there.
They're talking,
I think, about the
plague.
Oh my god.
Right? They're talking about the vampire plague. Or maybe the fact that the vampires are so popular.
Well, I guess, sure, but do you think...
Sure, it could be interpreted that way.
Yeah.
But after you read the first issue, you're like, yeah, it's that bad.
I thought I liked Jubilee's in here. I'm excited the vampire.
So anytime Jubilee's in the comic, you're like, yeah.
She's a character I like. It's nice to see her back. Maybe she's gonna be like the vampire X-Men from now on. I would guess she's gonna be. I thought it was a fine read.
I thought it was...
I mean, get past the fact that it's about vampires and that's sort of been done.
Right.
But like as an actual story. Well, it's very popular. They're trying to sell some comics.
Okay, great.
Get over that it's about vampires. That's what they did with Twilight. Just get over that it's about vampires.
Yeah, for the record, Knight loves vampires.
Yeah.
They're his favorite thing ever.
I hate vampires so much.
I mean, just, you know, get over the main thrust of the plot and you're going to love it.
No, it's not the main thrust. The main thrust is however they're going to deal with it. Like,
a vampire.
Yeah, a vampire stuff. Right.
So
it seems like the...
But it's the characters that we already know. It's not like it's a bunch of new vampires.
Well, that exploding guy.
Right, so they're still vampires and you're saying forget about the vampires.
No, I'm saying forget about the fact that vampires are very popular right now. Like, I don't read Twilight, so I'm not over inundated with the bullshit of it.
I'm reading quote and verse, we need to deal with the vampires.
That seems like a vampire.
I'm not denying it's about vampires. It is about vampires. You know what? Shut the fuck up. I liked it. And say something of your own opinion, for fuck's sake.
All right. Let's move on.
No, let's say your opinion.
Yeah.
Did you like it or not? No? Fine. Did you fucking like it? I'm not.
Justin.
So I get this just fine.
I really liked how there was a guy and he explodes around people and that's how they become vampires. Awesome idea.
I will say...
The Punisher's a monster sewed of his own parts, man.
That's Franken Punisher and he doesn't
come.
It's a vampire grenade. And that's how Jubilee got it. She got touched by the blood and she's...
What an interesting take on the vampire play.
Wow.
Except the vampires, that's great.
Yeah, well,
it
sucks to be
back. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on. Talk about new creator-owned series out of Icon, little imprint from Marvel, called Scarlet, number one, by Brian Michael Bendis and Alex Maleev. Pete, you love this, so tell us a little bit about what it's about and why you liked it.
This is great. It's very creative, very different. It's about a girl who she decides, you know, I'm sick of all the bullshit and these lame people and the way society is, and I'm going to start shooting. So I think that's a great idea. And and at the end, she goes, you know what? I need you to help me, and I'm going to get on the team. So when I disappear, you'll know
we're
where
all
I'm
dead.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you're a big fan of their runs on Daredevil and Elliot as well. So what do you think about this?
It reminds me of those runs a lot. I feel like... A lot of Bendis' stuff lately, it seems like it's sort of very similar. And this, I feel like he's taking a lot more care with than something he's been working on for a long time. I like this a lot. I think it's a good...
You really feel
for the character when she tells her story.
This is going to sound like a little bit of backhanded praise, but it feels like I have read this type of story before. That, you know, the whole Rage Against the System sort of thing. It's definitely been done a lot, and it often feels very disingenuous. But I do think, like you're saying, Bendis put a lot of care into the dialogue here. He's clearly thought about it a lot. It's well written. Obviously, Alex Maleev is a great artist and does a good job here. So I think in terms of that, it's a very well done comic.
It's like it's a fresh take. It's like direct address to the reader, which I think is cool.
Have you guys read this?
I don't know anything about this, but Chris Eliopoulos did a heck of a job on the letter.
Okay.
He's a good letterer.
Yeah,
I've heard nothing but good things about it, to be honest.
She talks square.
Look at that. This is, they do a nice job with the format as well. The panel layout definitely plays around a lot, and it expands on some of the stuff that I think Bendis has been having people do in Ultimate Spider-Man and all of his Avenger stuff and everywhere else. So, worth picking up.
Yeah, definitely a good first issue.
All right, and last but not least, we're going to talk about X-Women that came out this week. Oh, next.
Sorry.
There we go. That was an ex-woman. I'm sorry about that, you guys.
It's weird.
Let's talk about ex-women.
My face is all over.
That's how I downloaded it from Google Images.
Man, that's... finally, my pictures are getting out there. All the right places.
So this is Chris Claremont, X-Men writer, very well known for that.
Former X-Men writer.
Current.
Let's just say former.
All right. Working with, I don't know how to pronounce this, Milos Manara.
Nice. You need to roll the R a little bit, perhaps.
Yes,
well-known
porn cartoonist working on X-Women. What do you guys think about this story?
He certainly works on these women.
Hey-o.
It's quite interesting. I tried to read on the subway and I had to put it away because I was like, this is dirty.
Yeah.
This is really dirty.
I read on the subway and was later arrested.
Was that related?
Oh, no, unrelated charge. It was also my pants around my ankles. This is essentially softcore.
All right.
These X-Women are holding each other in ways that they don't do in the other comics.
Holy shit.
You can see there's later on in the issue, Storm wears a costume.
It's like Slave Leia Storm.
Yeah, but like the guy, it's clearly drawn with nipples on it, but then he just made them like golden knobs on the costume. Honestly, it's like, oh, it's a naked breast with a little golden nipple on it. So, I mean, that's cool.
Golden nipples are cool.
Wait, I gotta get to that. Hang on.
There it is.
Oh!
Wow, look at that.
Look at that.
It reminds me of the Wildstorm swimsuit issue from back in like 1996 or something. Where it's just...
I'm just gonna say, for what it was, I actually kinda liked it.
What?
Cool, yeah, vampires are stupid, but you like this. You like this. This is essentially a fuck book.
And that's it for the staff! This is my favorite section because you make it up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to bring out Boothman.
Boothman!
What's up? What's up?
Yeah!
Boys, the sale pile is gone.
Yeah.
I'm left with X-Men fucking
you
women.
Keep them.
Batman Odyssey and this shite. You can have those back as well.
There's a real lesson in there.
Don't mess with a man in a dressing gown.
Here, I'll give you Warriors 4 if you want.
Wow. Boothman, only overcast day in like 3 weeks. Now you're wearing sunglasses.
I don't go outside, so any light is too bright for me. Okay, so this question is for Nate.
Yeah.
What's the cutest thing about Daffy?
I wanted to bring my little bulldog puppy, but unfortunately my wife is Indian, and so she feeds her hamburgers full of curry. And so she's got a tummy ache tonight. And so she looked at me and she said, I said my wife was Indian.
Okay,
so she said, Daddy, I don't want to go today. And I said, but we're going to review Thor and the Warriors 4 today. I really don't want to go today. And so we didn't. I'm sorry. But what's her cutest thing? Is that as she ages, her lower jaw protrudes further and further out. So you can see her misshapen teeth.
I have an uncle just like that.
Daffy has appeared in comic books, right?
Daffodil. She's been in every comic book I've ever edited, yes. Thor the Mighty Avenger number 2, she appears in page 17. Everything Paul Tobin has ever written for me, she's shown up in page 5. You specifically request them, so Thor and the Warriors 4 isn't getting a sequel.
I could hastily scrawl a dog.
It's a little too.
And in the callback saga, she's in the Avengers.
Yes.
Big mistake.
All right, raise your hand if you ask that. Pete's going to bring you some free comics. Let's get the next question.
What is your favorite Britcom?
Britcom.
Who's that for?
Everybody.
British comedy?
Britcom.
My favorite British comedy show of all time? I'd probably say Blackadder.
Nice.
Safe choice.
I'm going. Oh, you gonna say?
I'm British. I'm allowed to be boring.
It's very honest.
I like Top Gear. It's not a comedy, but they laugh.
All right.
Now the only thing I can think of is Black Adam.
My favorite's Fawlty Towers. Also, safe.
That's awesome.
The Office.
Yeah, that's the safest answer.
Good job. There you go.
Nice. Cool. Raise your hand if you asked that. What? No, nothing else? I mean, there's plenty of British shows that I'm enjoying. Life on Mars, the British version, is probably one of my favorite shows ever. But it's not a Brit cop.
Did you ever see the IT Crowd?
Yeah.
IT Crowd's fucking ace, man.
Yeah, it is. I like that show.
There you go. Raise your hand if you asked that. Pete's going to bring us free comics. Let's get the next question.
For Nate, how would you sum up the show so far in 3 panels?
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Come out of the right. Thor and the Warriors 4 sucks. Shit, I'm wearing shorts.
Nice. Raise your hand if you ask that. Pete's going to bring his free coats. We're going to keep you moving, Pete.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's get another question.
What is your favorite dance? Demonstrate.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a sleepover party.
Yeah. Whoa, burn!
Alex, sleepover.
Oh, wow. That's his noise.
Yeah. Jeez.
Anybody?
Favorite dance? Who has that?
Does anybody have a favorite dance? Pete, you have a favorite dance.
I'll go. I would say the pencil sharpener.
Okay.
Pencil sharpener.
I had an answer, but now that's my favorite.
Yeah. All right, well, I think this is pretty appropriate to give away for that particular thing. It's a poster Adam Hughes made of Power Girl.
Yep.
There you go. Raise your hand if you asked that. And
there you go.
Is it Power Girl doing the pencil shot?
Always.
Yeah, man.
She's got that hole for pencils. Let's.
Yeah, there are tiny gears in her cleavage.
I can't believe you wrote an all-ages comic.
You don't need a lot of that.
Fine.
All right, we're going to do a lightning round of questions, so hit us quick.
What's better, football or football?
Football.
Yeah.
There you go.
As in
the sport that is called football and you actually use your feet to play.
Yeah, the one where they don't do anything.
Let's get the next question.
Artist or writer you never want to work with?
Whoa.
Tough.
Burns and bridges.
It's awkward for me because I'm sitting in between both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I make the hurting stop?
Oh, this must be for Pete.
Well, hopefully, Breaking Castle will end soon, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, next question.
This is for Nate.
Yeah.
Will Nova and or the Vision ever find true love in a crazy, mixed-up world?
Absolutely. Vision is going to get back with Scarlet Witch's crazy ass. And they're going to finally take care of the bags of flour that are their children.
It's a baby!
It's not a baby.
It's my baby!
And the last question, what gives you the right?
Ooh.
Huh.
Well,
every time the lights come on.
That's it for all these questions! All right. Guys, we're going on to the next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Some new music.
First thing we're going to talk about.
It's a side-scrolling video game.
Right? Yeah. First thing we're going to talk about, you guys, in case you didn't hear the news, Edward Norton is out as the Hulk in the Avengers. Really sad.
No, I love this interpretation of the role.
I don't know why. It was like, I'm here to shoot Avengers, you guys.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this? You were implying that you're pretty psyched that Edward Norton was out.
I'm really excited. Fight Club 2. No, I it's a shame. I think he's a good actor and stuff.
He's too expensive for all this stuff.
You're right.
That's why they get expensive.
Nate made a really good point earlier. When somebody years down the line at Best Buy picks up, like, you know, all the Hulk movies and the Avengers movie, every single movie is going to have a different fucking Hulk. And that just sounds, that just seems daft. You have Eric Banner, and you can have like Edward Norton, and you can have whoever the fuck he's the Hulk in the Avengers movie. And,
I'd like to say I didn't say fucking daft.
Yeah.
on behalf of Marvel, I didn't say fucking daft. Aww. I just said it was aw. I just like aw.
So, yeah, you know what? To me, that's potentially problematic. Yeah.
I agree, and also I don't think Eric Banner or Ed Norton were really right as Bruce Banner. Like, I want someone who's a little nerdier who can be.
Adrian Burton.
Yeah, he'd be good. I don't really
know. Woody Allen.
Yeah, definitely. Woody Allen. Get him right in there.
Justin Tyler.
Yeah.
Not okay. Nerdy enough.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's a terrible Justin Tyler.
As the editor of a bunch of Hulk titles, do you have an opinion on who, in an ideal world, do you like to see play Bruce Banner / the Hulk?
Bieber.
No. Did you say Bieber?
Bieber. I love Edward Norton. Please don't get me wrong. I don't think it matters. Because I think Hulk is
matter.
I think Hulk is probably going to be showing up a good bit. Yeah. And, I want to see Hulk.
But I want to see Jim Henson's Muppet Shop make the Hulk. I want to see like a big. Like five different
big
guys.
Fuzzy.
Yeah! Well, a giant Muppet Hulk.
Your opinion doesn't count.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, the doctor's like, I've had choice, I eat your cookie.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then Dr. Doom is like, snip, 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 snip. Move on to the rest of the story.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is a great movie we're writing.
Yeah.
We should call Josh.
It's real Michel Gondry.
What do you guys think about this? Who would you like to see play the Hulk in the Avengers movie?
Wow, I'm putting us on the spot.
Yes, this is, you have to give the answer that's going to stick, Pete.
Yeah, there are some big-time Hollywood producers listening, as usual.
Yeah. I don't know, but I disagree just because I feel like if you really like the guy before he changes into Hulk, I think it makes it that much better of a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think there's something about, the fact that he's a scientist first and a nerdy guy and something like... Oh, you know, the fact that he transforms into the opposite of what it is important.
Now, the current rumor is that Joaquin Phoenix is going to play Bruce Banner in the movie.
Yeah.
There's a likable guy right there.
Hopefully he'll break out into a rap in the middle.
And if you're just talking about the actual Hulk himself, I think Mel Gibson's been auditioning for a few years. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not talking Bruce Banner, I'm talking
Well, we're going to move on to something a little sadder, actually, that happened this week, which is that, unfortunately, Harvey Pekar passed away a couple of days ago.
Excellent picture choice for his memory,
Alex. Thanks, come on.
It's a good picture.
That's him.
Good
picture.
Yeah.
That's he affected comic books and cartoons and every single media that he was involved in a big way. We had him call into the show once. And
just a few months ago.
Yeah, and that was an incredible experience. He is, I think the way that we refer to it is he is exactly who he is, and I mean that in the best sense.
It's amazing he was able to just take his entire personality and his experiences and just... I'll write on the page. I think that's really hard, and I don't think a lot of people can.
Yeah, American Splinter was amazing, and its comics were fantastic. And it had such a great voice to his characters that was him, and done in such a fantastic way, and the way it was drawn also added a layer of grit to it. The movie also was phenomenal.
Amazing.
His cameos and in it, when they took... like off Paul Giamatti and just panned over to like the real characters at the eating the food, such an amazing moment in the movie. So
he's I think he above all people in the modern age is such a great example of the fact that you can stretch the medium into any kind of genre. It doesn't have to be all capes and vampires. I mean, it really can be like it can be literally walking to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And when you can tell that in an interesting way in the medium, that means
and he was still so active. Like he was working on Jeff Newell, was just doing a ton of things.
Yeah. It's like he said himself. He goes, comics are essentially pictures and words. You can do anything with pictures and words. Amen to that, man. Yeah. All
right. Well, there we go.
Rest in peace.
Let's take a gigantic left turn and now show you guys a movie trailer for an action movie.
Wow.
There we go. This is a well-planned show, you guys.
This place looks fantastic. Victoria, how would you like to transition?
I love it here. I love the baking. I love the flower arranging.
They're retirees.
You can't just to flip the switch and become someone else.
What are we supposed to do?
I do take the old contract on the side. I just can't stop.
Hi, this is Sarah.
It's Frank Moses.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Got a little bit more to look after. Yeah, it's just perfect.
Why are you trying to kill me?
There's still something wrong with this guy's head. He was getting daily doses of LSD for 11 years.
Well, in that case, he looks great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Don't you think we ought to discuss the fact that the CIA is being used as a hit squad? And they'll do whatever they can to find us and kill us.
We'll get them back together.
Series by Warren Ellis, I believe. What
one of the
have you guys read that? What do you think about the movie? Looking forward to?
I most definitely. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks great.
I never thought to see Helen Mirren with a gun and look badass.
Yeah, I know, right?
That just looks ace.
I also, John Malkovich looks like they woke him up and were like, "Hey man, you were in the CIA, let's do stuff." And he's like, "Whoa, sure, I don't know." He looks like he just got off a bus or something. So that looks great. Yeah, great cast.
Good review. I think Bruce Willis is doing a fantastic job. I mean, really, I'm not going to see any
great
movies.
Body.
But he looks, he's probably doing yoga and stuff. Like, right. He's skinny and like bald guys.
Wow. So we're all looking forward to that movie.
Yes, we are.
And that's it for the Week in Geek.
Trivia,
and for that we're going to turn it over to Mr. Pete LePage.
Alright.
Mr. Pete LePage.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25 free? Simply raise your hand. You guys have been here before, so I'm going to go with this guy. Come on down. What's your name?
John.
John, audience, John.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is how it's going to work here. John will stand over here. You stand on this side of the microphone. Here's a possible gift card that could be yours. So today's trivia is on the Korvac saga that they are redoing. Okay? So this is on the original saga.
Okay.
So how this works is I read you the question, and you listen to all three possible answers. Go 3 for 3. Gift card yours.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Use it. It's inspirational music. Here we go. What was the first appearance of Michael Korvac? Is it A, Defenders number 3, B, Korvac Saga number 1, or C, Tiger Beat number 12? So it is either A, which is the correct answer, or it is B.
I'm going to go with A.
Correct! All right, 1 for 1. Don't get cocky. It's going to get rocky. Here we go.
Wow.
What was Michael Korvac's job? Was it A, computer technician, B, a bellhop, or C, a dreamboat? So it is either A or it is B.
A?
Yeah! Here we go. Last question. Focus up. Korvac's powers are, is it A, super speed, B, power cosmic, or C, removes dirt and grime?
Wow.
So it is either A or it is B.
B?
B! $25 free, sir.
Oh, right. phrases like that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Focus up before you choke us up.
Oh, wow!
Incredible. Don't get cocky.
You should,
that's not mine.
It's gonna get you should do trivia next week.
I don't want to take
Come on, do it.
I'll get up and do it.
As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Well, man, a lot of great stuff coming out tomorrow. How do I choose?
Let me just say, I'm looking forward to Lock and Key, Dawn of Shadows number 6, the last issue of that series.
All right, I'm going to say Hack Slash number 2, the new series from
My First Maniac.
Yes. I'm excited for Tim Seeley.
Wow. Great, great person, great writer.
That's true.
Yeah. One time Andy Diggle accidentally dropped a baby when he was trying to save it. Tim Seeley caught that baby.
Yeah. Poor baby. Got passed around a ton of different writers.
Yes. And then Ben McCool ran it over with a steamroll.
Wow. Are you following me? Wow, weird answer.
accurate statement.
I'm looking forward to Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 12 is coming out. I love the stuff that Bendis and David LaFuente in particular on art are doing in this title. It's excellent, really, really good story. It's completely originally done and beautiful to look at. Nate, what are you looking forward to?
I'm obviously getting Jennifer Love Hewitt's Music Box trade paperback.
Yeah. we all know that.
I've got two copies, but I've ran through them. You guys should get Uncle Scrooge 393 right here. That's really good. You should
still
also
rich?
Get
is he still rich?
The Agents. Find out how he stays rich. You should also get Agents of Alice hardcover. That's really good by Jeff Parker. Gorilla Man number 1 by Jeff Parker as well. And then there's two World War Hulks. I added to both of them, but I highly recommend you get the World War Hulks Wolverine versus Captain America number 1 of 2, ooh, which features a story by Brian Clevenger and Guri Hyrou featuring Next Wave.
Oh!
Highly.
You have sold me, sir.
Yes.
Now, that was a couple of things, but anything else coming up in the future that you want to plug that people should be checking out?
Keep buying Thor the Mighty Avenger. Please, it is so good. And what Paul Tobin is doing on Spider-Man and Superheroes right now is astoundingly good. Yes, it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. Ben, what are you looking forward to?
Okay, I'm a sucker for Chew. Chew is wonderful. John Layman is my boy. And issue 12, I've been told, is supposed to be absolutely top-notch. So Chew 12, most definitely. I'm just trying to look for that Jennifer Love Hewitt thing, because that just sounds
it's on the first page.
Awesome.
Is she self-publishing that these days?
She's got some free time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She writes and draws the whole thing.
That's amazing.
It looks awful.
It's cool, yeah.
Ben, plug your stuff. What should people be checking out?
Okay, then. Well, obviously, Captain America McCormick Saga, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fantastic. And I can't bloody wait. Coming out the same month, December, is Memoir, a new Image series I'm doing with Nikki Cook. There'll be an announcement in regards to that at Comic-Con, and Choker 4, when it finally comes out, will actually feature a short story kind of building up on Memoir Mystique and whatnot. But so no promises on Choker 4 anytime soon. Temple Smith and Pierce have gone slightly bonkers, but it is on its way, I promise.
But read the first three, because he says the word fuck a lot.
That's funny. I'm quite partial to the idea of fuck a bitch.
Yeah.
Korvac Saga, Memoir, some other stuff I can talk about at Comic-Con, and also Jennifer Love Hewitt's, whatever the hell that is.
I'm sorry, I have one more thing. You said it's coming out, when are people listening to this, tomorrow?
Probably.
Maybe. Mr. Clevenger also has an announcement, a new ongoing series, that I hope everyone hears today if you're listening to it. Sorry, everyone here yesterday.
Great. A little bit of time travel thank you guys. A couple of things before we go. You can check us out at youtube.com/comicbookclub. A couple of people we want to thank for being on the show. I want to thank Nate for being here. I want to thank you guys for here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Good night,
everybody.